This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. And the title of the chapter is Addressing the Cancellation Paradox. Now, what do I mean by the cancellation paradox? Now, a paradox is where you think one thing should be true, but it's not, and it doesn't seem to fit. It doesn't make sense. Like, it's something weird, right? And so with the cancellation paradox, what I'm referring to and what I want people to realize is that if you're a sales professional, if you're in sales, if you're in any sales capacity, you're going to have people that are going to cancel. You're going to have people that are going to change their mind. They're going to refund what they're going to ask for a refund. They're going to ask for cancellation. They're going to return whatever they bought if it's a tangible physical product. But there's going to be some kind of changing of their mind that will lead to a non-customer, a non-client, right? And so what this is really the buyer's remorse kicking in. What happens is they bought something. You've moved them forward. They've agreed to buy it. They've gone home or they've gone away or got off the phone or whatever they've done. And then they've changed their mind. They said, oops, I shouldn't have done that. I don't want to do that. This isn't a good fit. Now, obviously, if it's a tangible product, if it's a commodity, if it's something like I bought these shoes and I just don't like them and I'm taking them back, that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about when you're selling something that would be called a considered purchase, which is there's a qualification. There's a, is this a good fit for me? Does this make sense? And it's got some kind of cost or value to it. Again, it could be custom-made luxury dress shirts, right? So it doesn't have to be a $10,000 product or a $5,000 product, or it doesn't have to be significant relative to, you know, an overall cost. It's just relative to what's normal in that space, right? Because somebody can just go to a store and buy a dress shirt, or are we talking about something like that, where it's a considered purchase, things like energy choices and solar and renovation and B2B SaaS platforms and, you know, all kinds of things where it's a considered purchase. That's what we're talking about, where somebody qualified, moved them forward. Afterwards, they change their mind and go, yeah, this is, I don't want this. I don't need this. This isn't a good fit. I changed my mind. Or I went along with what they said and then realized I really don't want this. And so that's the key. That's what we're talking about here, is that kind of scenario. Now, let's talk about the definition of a cancellation, because there's a lot of people, and I talk about this in the book, that are in some kind of sales process where there is no cancellation. To me, a cancellation, right? If we're just using that word for anything, could be a refund, could be a return, but we're talking about someone canceling. It's a part in the process where they shouldn't be changing their mind. And if they do, it's going against the flow and it's a buyer's remorse step. Even if, and this is important for people out there who are selling different things, even if they haven't bought yet. So I'll give you an example. One of my very first real sales job, air quotes, as a professional, I won't get into why I don't think it's a sales job, because at the time I was an order taker in the height of the real estate boom. But it was in the mortgage business. It was helping people get a loan for a refinance or to buy a house. Now, if you go through with a transaction, they're not going to cancel and get a refund, right? You can't buy a house and get a mortgage and then a week later go, I changed my mind. I really don't want to do this, right? That's not a thing. Now, when you do a refinance, there's a 3-day right of rescission, a 5-day right of rescission. That's definitely a cancellation. If somebody gets the refinance and goes, you know what, this is not a good deal and I changed my mind, that's a huge red flag, right? If that happens to you, then something's up. In the mortgage process, though, is there's a part where we need to pull your credit. We need to fill out this documentation and people should go along with it, right? There should be enough basis of a pre-qualification where it now makes sense to pull credit. If you find yourself having people who do not want their credit pulled, do not want to give you their social security number, do not want to fill out the paperwork, and they should, to me, that's kind of in this category where they should move forward. They should have done the thing, basically bought into the process, and they didn't. And so where does that fit in? Now, obviously, in other situations, it's very clear what a cancellation is. When you're selling a service, they signed up for that service. They've given you all the information. Maybe they've paid, or maybe they're supposed to pay in the next 30 days, this next 7 days, next 10 days, and then they change their mind. They literally call up, they email, they do whatever in the process and say, I want to cancel. I changed my mind. That's what we're talking about. That's what a cancellation is. We don't want zero. Zero means you're an order taker. Sounds weird. Sounds crazy. Zero means you're an order taker. Too many means you're doing things basically wrong, right? You're relying on manipulation, tricks, tactics, all kinds of strategies that are not effective. And we don't want that either. So find that right balance and understand your job is to move people forward out of their comfort zone. And when you do that, people are going to have remorse. They're going to have doubts. They're going to have fears. After everything wears off, after the excitement wears off, they're going to go, wait a second, did I make the right decision? That's what I want you to be aware of. That's what I want you to be okay with and understand that's all right. Maybe you're an appointment setter and you're setting appointments and setting demos. Some level of people not showing up and changing their mind is okay. That means you're moving people forward and getting people uncomfortable, getting people to do something and take action that could help them, but they weren't thinking about it or they're worried about it, or they just want to go back to doing what they've always done, which, you know, the definition of insanity will just lead them to continue to get what they've always had. And if they expect different results, then they're crazy, right? So that's it for today. That's the main thing I wanted you to understand, is just understand the cancellation paradox, how that happens.